Yishnovri, Abeleza, Iser. Abeleza says, no, nothing doing. There's no mitzvahs yivn here. And we'll see in the Gemara why. V'chein ha-megarash yasi yisayma. The same thing is, let's say, you give a get to a yisayma. So the Kedushim was only with Rabbonin, and he gave her a get. The Yachzira, and now you remarried her, is muteras liyavn, the same achloikas. Tanakama says, there is a mitzvah yivn with Rabbonin. For Abeleza, Iser. Abeleza says, no, nothing doing. Since in between you gave her a get, there's no yivn. What about Ketana Shesiya Avia? A Ketana that at the beginning her father was alive. Her father's still alive now. And the father married her off, which was a Kedushin with Yiraisa. Then his Garsha, then the husband gave her a get, the father accepted the get, so she's Megreshes with Yiraisa. So Halacha is now Ki Yisayma Bechayuav. She's considered like a Yisayma when the father's alive. In other words, the father now has no Rishus to marry you off with Yiraisa. The father could only marry off his daughter once. But once she gets a get, the father has no more rishus to marry a second time. If she gets married now, it's only Grushim with Rabbonin. Now what's going to be the Yechzira? Let's say this first husband remarries her now, which is only Chal with Rabbonin. In such a case, the Rehakol Asur Liyibim. According to everybody, the Yavim now cannot make Yibim. Why? Because Midi Yiraisa, he was married to her before. So she was called an Eshafach. Now, when he gave her a get the first time, that's Midi Raisa. So Midi Raisa now, she's called a Gerushas Ochiv, which is also to the brother, it's an Erva. Now what happened? Now he married her back again. But the second Kedushin is only Midi Rabbonin. Midi Raisa is not married to her. So Midi Raisa, when he dies now, it's not called Eshesach, but it's called Gerushas Ochiv. Therefore, there's no Mrs. Yibam. Could be Midi Rabbonin, you have to give Chalitza. But Akolpon, everybody's Moida, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Now the Gemara tries to explain what's this for in Reb Elezer. Omer Eifa, my time with Reb Elezer, what's talk of shot from Reb Elezer? Why do I care if he once gave his wife a get, but the mice he married her back again, and now he died, so it should be a Mrs. Yibam. So Gemara says, Hoyo v'yom de'olav shorachas bisura. Since at the time when the brother first gave her a get, at that time she's called Grushas Ochif. She's like an erva to the other brother. So even though he remarries her, the shame erva never goes off. So therefore, he can't be miyav maleda. Omer le rabbanu liyefas, rabbanu said treifi hochi, that's the svara, that she's mom is called like an erva, he is chalitza namilay tiboy, says she should not have to receive chalitza. The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, yochi nami, enich nami, that's takad alocha, she doesn't have to receive chalitza. So Mora says, no, but tani, we learn like this. Bishum Reb Elezer omru, chaletza, she does have to have chalitza. So he said, what's the svara, Reb Elezer? Hello, omer eifa, Reb Elezer lo yadana my time. Enoch Nami, I do not know what the pshat in Reb Elezer is. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Haino time with Reb Elezer. This is Reb Elezer's svara. That Mesafkele, he has a doubt. I misa ma peles, I nisuna rishonim apilim. He has a doubt, how does the mitzvah Yibam work? I misa ma peles, do we say that you just look at who he was married to right before he died? If so, Haram Yikameli Yibam, then Taka, she falls to Yibam. Because right before he died, she was married to him. It was a good Kedushin. But the other Svar is, maybe, in Nisuyin HaRishonim Apilu. This is the Shver Svar. Then maybe we look as if the Mitzvah Yibam starts as soon as your brother first marries his wife. From the beginning of the Nisuyin, we have to look the whole time that his wife has to have a Shem Eshesach, that's Roy Lipol Yibam. And over here, at the time when your brother gave her a get, now that she's a Gerushas Ochiv, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. She became an Erva. So if you say the Yibam has to take place from the beginning of the Nisuyin until the end, here there was an interval in between that she became Nesra, she became an Erva, she's called Gerushas Ochiv at that time, therefore the Yisra Gerushas Ochiv stays Le'elam. Therefore, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. So that's the pshat that Reb Elezer was had a sofik. So since he has a sofik, min a sofik, he said he can't make yibum. But enoch nami chalitza you have to make. Alright, well, chalitza you still have. Chalitza min a sofik you still have to do. Yet, at that time your brother was not married to her. So at that time there's no shaykhis to yibum. She's an erev of the keshesach. So since there was one time she was also to you, she remains also liyolam and there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the svara in Reb Elezer. Taka sofikle. Rabu Amin al Yonim Pshita al Rab Leza. To Misa Mapelis. Really, you go Bosa Misa and there should be Yibum. But me, you are called Bikim the Gerishin, the Ain't are called Bikim the Chazara. That's exactly the Galacha. People will remember that he gave her a get, and they will know that he married her back. So people will see you making Yibum now. People think you're allowed to be Miyabim, your brother's Grusha. So therefore, it's exactly not to do it. For the Gemara Adar Rabba, Chosra, Kivon, the Yasva, Tusi, Islan, Kola, Havada, since they remarried, everybody knows about it. There's a Kail. Milo Yaskina, the Hadra of Yurta, Hoshiva, Batsafra. So Terah says, no, it could be talking about that they got married again at nighttime, and he died in the morning. So again, that could be exerva de galacha, that people will know just that he gave her a gift, but they're not going to know that they got married. All right, stop here. You're up to that Kuf Tes Amar Aleph. Again, the middle of Tapka Mara, again, the Shalach was in Reb Leza. Reb Leza in the Mishnah, Reb Leza says Oyser. Reb Leza says a Chiddush in the Mishnah in a case where you were Megarish, your wife, and then you took it back again. Fiddle Shiz a Gabela. And then the husband died. And now there's a brother alive, there's no children, so there's a Mitzvah Yibum. So Reb Leza says Oyser. Reb Leza says there's no Mitzvah Yibum. The brother is not allowed to marry his wife. The question was why? What's wrong? The Meister, when his brother died, he was married to her. She's not a neighbor to him. Why is there no Mitzvah Yibum? So Eifer first said the time is Hoil V'Yom Dolav Shurachas Bisura. There was one time that she was Asa to him. And that's the pshat is that when your brother gave her a get, at that time she was called Grushas Ochiv. So it's the wife that was your brother's wife. If your brother gives her a get, now she's also to the brother also. So since there was one time she was also to the brother, she remains also to the brother. So Maria, what?
Wasn't she also to the brother when she was the Ashes?
That's not called also, because that's always called the matzav of Yibum. That there's always a matzav that the second he dies, right now, she will be mutter to him. So Kolzman, she's married to the brother, negated to Yibum, it's not called she's also. Because that's what causes Yibum. The fact she was married to the brother causes Yibum. So Kolzman, she's married to the brother, it's called negated to Yibum, it's okay. But when the brother gave her a get, they lost contact. So then it's Chal the Yisra Grusha Sachiv. So Maria Sakash, if that's true, she should not have to have Chalitza either. And Reb Leza says she does have to have Chalitza. So the Gemara came out that Abaye said the time of the Reb Leza was Takim Asafkalei. That we had Reb Leza was Masup, that Pshan Reb Leza in the Mishnah is Yata Sofik. E Misa Mapelis, E Nesuin Rishonim Apilim. What does that mean? E Misa Mapelis or Rami Kamil Yibam. If you say Misa's Mapel means we go how she is at the time when the brother died. When your brother died, who is he married to her? So that's called his wife. Now that your brother died, there's a Mrs. Yibum. We don't look at the history, what happened before, she was a Grusha in between. So what? The Meister, right before your brother died, Bishas Misa, she was your brother's wife. Therefore, there's a Mrs. Yibum. And therefore, there should be Yibum and Chalitza. But Reb Leza Masupik may be a Nisun or Rishonim Apilim. That's the Svara. That you go, boss, the first time your brother married her, from then on, again, to Yibum is considered like this Isha has to at all times be ready for Yibum. Once your brother married her from that first second on, the whole lifetime, she has to be in a matzah that she's only married him, and any time he dies, there will be a Mitzvah Yibum. But here, Ho'om Dola of Shrachas B'Yisr, but since in between she got a get, at the time when she got a get, then there was no way at all that the brother should be mutter to her, so she's called an erva. Like there's no way of Yibum to take place when she has a get. So since at that time there's no way of Yibum, it's called Nesra lo Shrachas. So if Shat is Reb Leza was Masafkli, you had a Safik. How do you look at Yibum? Does she have to be fit the whole time from the beginning of the Kedushin? Or else it's only totally how she was Bishas Misa. So that's why Min HaSafik she has to receive Chalitza, but Yibum you can't do Min HaSafik. Rav Rama Rava says like this, Yerlam, I'll tell you really, Pshita Reb Leza de Misa Mapelis. Really, Reb Leza also agrees of other sources that were born old, that Misa's Mapel. We always look how he was, how she was right before he died. Devout right before your brother died, it was his wife, there is a Mrs. Yibum. We don't care if she had a get before. As long as your brother married her back, and right before your brother died, it was his wife, there should have been a Mrs. Yibum. Reb Leza also agrees to that. Umiyo, he makes Xavier Reb Lezer. Hakil bikim begerishin. Everybody knew that your brother gave her a get. But v'yein hakil bikim v'chazora. Not everybody knows that you remarried her back again. So if people will see now that you're marrying your brother's wife, they'll think you're allowed to marry your grusha sochiv. Like people will only know that your brother gave her a get. And they're not going to know that your brother remarried her later on. So if they're going to see you, the brother alive now, marrying her, they'll think you're allowed to marry grusha sochiv, which is an erva. So that's why he makes the gzeira. That even though your brother did marry you back, still you can't make yibum. Just the opposite. What kind of svar is that? Chazora, when your brother remarried her, kibun the yasve to say, since like they made a chasn in the stomach, then they were living together, isle koila, for sure everybody heard about that. Like a get, maybe you don't hear about. But when they got married, they got remarried again, havad, everybody heard about it. So why should there be a gzera? Samar says, no. It's possible the gzera, milo yaskinen, isn't it possible to be talking about the yahadra biurta? That maybe your brother remarried her at night time. Vishocha b'tzafrin, that morning he died. So the kids have not ever heard about the marriage. Everybody knew that your brother gave her a get. And everybody's mind, they still have a get. Just last night, right before he died, they made the chuppah. People don't know about it. So in this case, because of this case, Reb Lezer makes it zera not to make yibum. Reb Asher Yomer, hang the time with Reb Lezer. I'll tell you another reason of Reb Lezer. Tigozer hani mishum yisoyma b'chayyav. Hatei Reb Lezer makes it zera like in the sefer of our Mishnah. The sefer of the Mishnah again, what? That in the case that she was a yisoyma b'chayyav, that his girl was a katana. And first what happened was, you married her, the father was alive. The father was mekabel kedushin. That kedushin was midiraisa. And then you gave her a get, the father received the get, the gershon eschal midiraisa. Now, if you marry a second time, there's only kedushin with rabbanan. So that was the case. For yachzira, and you married her back a second time. And of that, the Mishnah says for sure, when the brother dies now, there's no mitzvah yibum. Because midiraisa, the brother was married to the katana at the beginning. But when he gave her a get, that's it. When he remarried her, midiraisa, he has no power to remarry her. So midiraisa, this lady, this girl is called grusha sochiv. So since midiraisa, she's called the grusha sochiv, havad, there's no mitzvah yibum. So take a pshat from Reb Lezer, why he says in any case, when you remarry back your wife again, there's no mitzvah yibum, it's a gzeira also in a case when you remarry the katana, where there for sure there's no mitzvah yibum. And the Gemara says, okay, but this is the svar also like this, because it says it together. Midiktani sefer, it says in our Mishnah together, that's the sefer of our Mishnah. That what? Ketana shesiyavia. First, the case was there was a 5-year-old girl that her father accepted the kedushin. So that's chal midiraisa. Vinizgarsha. Then the husband gave a get to the father. The father received it for her. She's midrashus midiraisa. And she's now ki yisoyma b'chayuav. That now the father has no permission over her anymore to marry her off anymore. He used it up already. V'yechzira. And now if you go, the first husband goes and remarries her, that's only chal midrabanan. She's only 5 years old. So in such a case, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, she has sura liyavan, that in this case, the brother cannot marry her. Because midiraisa, she's called grusha sochiv. Midiraisa, the last thing your brother did to her was give her a get. Because when your brother remarried her, it was only midrabanan. She's a ketana. It's like she has no rishus of the father anymore. So the kedushin is only midrabanan. But midiraisa, your brother cannot marry you back. So therefore, when your brother dies, midiraisa, the brother that's alive now, cannot be miyabma. It's an erva. It's an isidiraisa. He's going to live with the grusha sochiv. So in the seifa, everybody agrees. And the pshat from Reb Lezer and the Reisher is, he makes a gzera by a gedola or to a ktana. So Gemara says, Hai maila meimra, like for what purpose is this doing in the seifa, the Mishnah? Like pshita, of course there's no mitzvibim. Havada, midiraisa, she's an erva to you. If your brother gave her a get, that's the last thing that happened with midiraisa, so havada, you can't be miyabma. Elolav, so what is it doing in the Mishnah? Isn't it doing it? That okamashmulon. The reason why the Tana put it at the end of our Mishnah was okamashmulon, time of the Reb Lezer. That this is the reason why Reb Lezer says by a regular lady, you can't make yibum on the when your brother gave her a get, even though he remarried her. Why? Because Reb Lezer and the Reisha of Hamagarish as Aisha v'Yachzira, he makes a gzera, don't make Yibum there, or to someone who will make Yibum, like in the case of the Katana. In Shema Amina, that's a good right, that's Pshan al Mishnah. In other words, the end of al Mishnah by itself is Pshita, you don't have to say it. Pshita, it can't be Yibum. In the case where your brother married a Midiraisa and then he gave her a get Midiraisa, so far it gets Grusha Sachiv, and he can't remarry him with Midiraisa, so Pshita, when your brother dies, is no Mitzvah Yibum. What is it doing in our Mishnah? Only to come to explain why Reb Lez in the Reisha said it was also because it's a gzera onto the Sefer. Moshe Tanya Kavos and Rabashi are bringing another proof like Rabashi. The what? Moedim Chachom and Reb Lez, the Chom also greets Reb Lez, Diktan Ashesi Yaviyah. In the case where first the man married off this 5-year-old girl when the father accepted the Kedushin. Then is Garsha. And then the father accepted the get. Is Harei Kisoma Bechayuav. That now she like has no more rishus with the father. The Yachzira, now the guy remarries her, and then he dies. Shasur Liyavim. Even the Chumim agree that there's no Mrs. Yivim now. Why? Mivnei She Girusha, Gerushin Gemurim. Because the last thing your brother did to her was give her a get midiraisa. That's a good get midiraisa. The father accepted the get. But v'yein chazarosa chazara gemura. But then when you remarry her, l'maisa she's a katana now, midiraisa you have no rishus, there's no kedushin chal midiraisa. So again, midiraisa she's an heir, but to the brother, that's why there's no mitzvah yibum. Now, b'medavom amurim, when do the rabbanon agree to Reb Leza? That there's no mitzvah yibum, she'agirsha k'shi katana. Only when you gave her get when she's a katana, v'yechziru k'shi katana, and you remarried her, when vaita she was only a katana, the second kedushin was only with the rabbanon, midiraisa she's grusa sochi, there's no yibum. Ah, v'girsha k'shi katana. Let's say true. You gave her a get when she's a katana, and the father was there. The father accepted it, so the geshen is chal midiraisa. But v'yechziru k'shi gadayla, you waited till she became 12 years old, and then you married her midiraisa. So then, if the brother dies, there would be a mitzvah yibum, because now it's the brother's wife. Inam yirels hechziru k'shi katana, even in the case where he remarried her when she was still 5 years old. But for God, let's lie, he stayed alive for another 7 years. And she became a 12 years old. Umeis, and the husband died first after she is a Gadayla. Then we say, then Lamaisa, since your brother was mamish married to a midiraisa, because he lived with her, he had bia with her even after she was 12 years old. So we say the bia when she's a Gadayla is like a new maisa kedushin. So the kedushin is chal midiraisa. Now, if your brother dies, avadir is the mitzvah yibum. But mishum Reb Lezer, for the name of Reb Lezer, what do we say now? Mishum Reb Lezer amru chaletzus loy mitzvah bemis. That's Reb Lezer shita in our Mishnah that we have the gzera that even though you married her back when she's a gedola, but since in between you gave her a get, Reb Lezer makes a gzera auto a ketana. Boy minay rovim Reb Nachman. So Rav has to shalom from Rav Nachman now. So Rosa Maho, what's going to be the loch if she has a tzor, another wife? Shrashi to Machzeres, in the Reish of the Mishnah, when you megarish your wife, and you remarried her, let's say you had another wife also, you had a tzor. So what's the loch if there a mitzvah Yiv Manat according to Rav Lezer? Does this wife that the brother remarried, Rav Lezer says with Rabbanan, she's like an erva, she's like Grusha Sochiv, don't make Yibum. What's going to be if your brother had another wife? So, is there Yibum on the other wife? Oh, my lady, so he answered back, Avada, yes. He goof for Xera. The only reason why he couldn't make Yibum with the first wife that he gave a get to was only Xera, because it's Xera to Uktana. The Yanan Nakam and Nigz Xera? Should we make Xera to another Xera? Like on the Tzorah, the second wife, there's no reason to make Xera. You want to make Xera not to make Yibum on the second wife, maybe you'll make Yibum on the first wife. And even if he makes Yibum on the first wife, so what? L'maisa midiraisa, he remarried her. She's a gedola. So midiraisa, he could make Yibum. It's only Xerim with Rabbonim, up to a case which is a ketana. So that's usually the klal of Xerim, like Xerim loyamrinon. So I've added the tzar with the second wife, that there's nothing wrong with her, there is a mitzvah Yibum. For the Gemara of Vatanya Mishum Reb Lezer, we learned like this. Vatanya, we learned Mishum Reb Lezer Amru. He v'tzarasa chalesas. It says what? She and the tzara, you only give chalitza? So Mashma, not like we're saying, Mashma, even the Tzor, in the Reish of the Mishnah, where a person had first two wives, and one wife he gave a get, and then he remarried her, so just like this wife that he gave a get to, there's only Chalitza, who went into the other one also gets Chalitza. Not like we're saying. Tzor says, no, that can't be. First of all, he v'tzoros asak v'taitach, could you think that it means what it says, that you have to give Chalitza to both of them? That can't be. Everybody knows when your brother had two wives, all you have to do is give chalitza to one of them. You never have to give chalitza to both of them. Maybe by case of chalitza psula we had. But normal, when you give chalitza to one of the two wives, it partners the tzora. So how come here it says a lashon of, he v'tzorosa chaletzes. Mashma, you have to give chalitza to both of them. How could that be? El olav, doesn't the braisa mean like this? Oy he, oy tzorosa chaletzes. It means either one, either give chalitza to her, or else give chalitza to the tzora. Rakol put him, that's the kash here, it says even the tzara, you cannot give yibum. So Terence says, no. Lav terutza kamatratzta. Don't anywhere you have to like answer this braisa. The way it says it, it's shver. It says, he v'sarosa chalitzis. Which doesn't make sense. You don't have to give both of them. So how do you want to answer? You want to change around? It means, oh. Tomorrow says, no, give a better answer. Once you have to change it, so change it better. Tiratzachi, answer like this. He chalitzis, enachanami. She, the one that received the get in between. Even though your brother remarried her, midrabbonin, you only give a chalitza, not yibum. But Saras, if you want to do with the other wife, havada, oy chalitza, soy mis yabemis. It's possible to say, like we're saying, havada, the other one, if you want, you could give yibum. Because there's only xero, xero that we do not make. So the Mishnah. Shnei yachin, nisuyin, l'shtei achoyis. He had two brothers that were married to two sisters. Ketanois. And both sisters were 5 and 7. They're both ketanois. Umeis balo shalachas mien. And now the husband, one husband dies. So what's the halacha now? Lamaisa, there should be a mitzvah yibum, but it can't be, because the brother that's alive is married to a sister, so she's an erva. So din is, al lezut teitze mishum achoisish en achnami. There's no mitzvah yibum. Like a monashach. Your brother was only married to a midrabbonin. That's all. She's a ketana. So you're married to the sister midrabbonin. So midrabbonin, the yivam is an erva to you. So male, there's no mitzvah yivam. Yiftura min achalitza. Yipata min ayivam. She's an erva. V'chein, the same case is shtei charoshes. Same case is if two brothers marry two charoshes, the same halacha. A cheresh, she can't talk, she can't hear. She has loch like a cotton, like a ketana. It's the same halacha. What about gedolu ketana? Let's say two brothers married two sisters, but one sister was 16, and one sister was 10. One's a gedolu, one's a ketana. So the one that married the gedolu is married to a midiraisa. The one that married the 10-year-old was only married to a midirabonin. Now, meiz bayin l'shon ketana. Let's say the one that was married to ketana dies. So what happens? The one that's alive, Midiraisa is married to the sister. So Midiraisa now, the younger sister, is an erva to him. So Pshita, that teitzei aktana mishum achoisisha. Pshita, there's no mitzvah yibum. The yibum would have only been midirabonin anyway, because your brother was only married to a midirabonin. But Lamaisa, she's an erva midiraisa. Because the brother that's alive is married to the gedola, the sister that's a gedola. So he's married midiraisa to the 16-year-old sister. Now that he's married to the 16-year-old sister, the youngest sister is an erva to him. So if she, there's no yibum on the youngest sister. Havada, she's potter, she goes out, there's no yibum. V'chein, the teitzik tana mishum achasisha. What about the other one? Let's say meiz bayin l'shegedela. Let's say no. Let's say the brother that was married with the gedela, the oldest sister, died. So now it's a problem. The brother that's alive, it's like this. Midirabonin, he's married to the sister. But that's only midirabonin. Midiraisa, what's going on here? Midiraisa, he's not married to the ketana, to the sister. So midiraisa, there should be a mitzvah yibum. Like midiraisa, your brother's wife, which your brother was married to a midiraisa because she was a gedola, falls to you for yibum. So the gedola now has zika to you, midiraisa. What's stopping that zika? Or the rabbanim dekalocha that since you married the sister, you can't live with the older sister. But that's only with the rabbanim. So what should we do in such a case? So the law is like this. Rabbi Elazar Oimer Melamden Esekatana Shetimoyim. The best thing is, tell now this young girl that you're married to, the young sister, to get rid of you. We should teach her to say, I don't want you. If she makes miyun, so it's oike the kedushim mid rabbanu l'mafreya. So medel, there's a mitzvah yibum now to marry the sister. Very good. You'll be the yavim, the sister. You do the mitzvah, the raisa. That's Rabbi Elazar Zaitza. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, in miyano miyano. Enechnam, if she wants to do that, very good. But it just holds, we don't have to teach her this way. The other Eitzri is Bimlav, if she doesn't want to give you Min, then what she do is, Tamte Machatagdol, wait until she becomes a Gedoyla, and once she becomes a Gedoyla, now she becomes your wife Midiraisa, so now that she's your wife Midiraisa, the Yavama is an Erva. She's your wife's sister Midiraisa. V'taytzi alazum, Mishum Achais Isha, and therefore now the Yavama will go out free. Even to up until now, she didn't go out free. Because up until now, Midiraisa, she was zokeh leave to you. Just you couldn't do it because of the Rabbanan, you're married to a sister. But the Rabbanan don't stop the Zika Diraisa. But now that you got married to the Katana when she became Gedolah Midiraisa, so she's your wife, Midiraisa, now the Yavama comes in there to you, Midiraisa, therefore there's no Zika, there's no more Yibam. It's now Taiti Elazum Yishum HaKosisha. Rabbi Yeshua says, there's no eitz here. Oiloy alishtoy oivet to his wife. Oiloy alishtoy oivet to his eishes ochiv. So what do you have to do here? Moitzi asishto veget. Let him get rid of his ktan, his younger wife now, with a get. V'yeshes ochiv v'chalitza. And he has to give his brother's wife chalitza. Now, as the old, he can't be miyabim right now. So adin, and he can't live with your wife, because there's zika. So mela, the eitz here is, you have to give a get and a chalitza. That's Rabbi Yeshua's svar. We don't, that the Gemara says, we'll see. He holds, you don't teach you to give miyun. Since you don't teach you to give miyun, smelly you're stuck. So what do you have to do? You have to give your wife a get? If you give your wife a get, you still lost the midrash bottom to the gedolah. Because the gedolah is called the sister of your grusha. That's also what's also. You're only allowed to marry the sister of your wife when your wife dies. Because the man your wife is alive, you're lost to the sister. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, since we don't teach her, we do not want to teach her to do miyun, so then there's no eitzah. So mainly you have to give her a get, and you have to give the older one chalitza. For the Gemara, or Mishari, is it true that she's muta? Or Mishari is it Rashi, Lalamed Ketana Shetimoyin. The first man the Yom says, we have Elazar says in this case, where again the brother that was married to the older one died. So now she falls to the other brother. Just the other brother is married to the younger sister. So Rabbi Elazar says, Malamdin as a Ketana Shetimoyin. The best answer is, let's teach her to give miyun. So she's out of the picture. Then you do miyun, you do yibam with the raisa. For the Gemara, is it true you're allowed to avotanya bakapora? Liyolam yad v'dod odam v'shloshu dvorim. Three things you should do. It's good things to do. Be attached to it. The yisrachig v'shloshu dvorim. Go away from three things. Yad v'shloshu dvorim. What are the three things you should be attached to? The chalitza. Always give chalitza rather than yibam. Uvavor sholem. Always try and make peace. Uvavor sholem. Try and get rid of a nether. Be made for your wife's nederim. Watch the yisrachik mishloshu dvorim. Stay away from three things. Min ha-miyin. Never try and give miyin. Don't let the young girl say goodbye to her husband. But min ha-pikdoinus. Don't accept to be a baal pikodin. Don't accept the pledges to hold from other people. But min ha-arvoinus. Don't become an arvon, an oriv. An oriv means, what's the English word? Oriv. If I lent you, what? A guarantee, what?
Guarantor.
I'll lend you money, I thought you have somebody to guarantee to pay back. That's an orif. That if the person that I lent, if Reuben lends money to Shimon, so Reuben says, I'll only give it to you, Shimon, if you give me somebody else, that if you don't have the money, I'll collect from him. So don't be an orif either. Now why? So how come in our Mishnah, how could Rabbi Elazar say we should be teacher to give miyun? The Torah says that me and the mitzvah shani. Over here, the reason why we're telling her to give miyun is in order that you should be able to make yibum the mitzvah diraisa with the older sister. So the mokum, the miyun will let you do a mitzvah diraisa. Here it's different. But usually, we tell a young girl, don't be mamayin, don't give miyun to your husband. Why not? We'll soon see. So tomorrow, kufa, Tony Bakapur, liyodam yad v'kodam eshloshet dvarim. Three things you should do. The chalitza, why give chalitza rather than yibum? You have to say ka'avishoyel. The Tanya will learn like this. Avishoyel aimer. Hakoine says Yivim to Lishimnoi. In case you marry your brother's wife, but not Lishay Mitzvah. Stam, she's pretty, that's why you're marrying her. Lishom Ishis. Stam, you want to have a name that you're a married man. Lishom Dov Racha, for any other reason, she has money. Is Kilo Pageya Verva. You should know, yes, Mamash, like she's an erva to you. The Korer Bein Elias of Lad Mamzer. It's come out like the kids of Mamzer. Now, the current time is show you can only do Mitzvah Yibum if you do it Lishmo. To Shail, if it means Midiraisa, Midirabonin. But I call upon him according to Abishol, if you don't marry a Lishma, you shouldn't do it. So therefore, it's always better to give Chlitza than to make Yibam. Bavu HaSholem, that's Pshita, the Pasuk says, Bakeh Sholem,